Excellency, Mrs. Maureen Payne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to thank all the delegations for their observation and comments and recommendations, and just to say that these will really be taken on board. The issue of the death penalty, as I stated before, is a vexing position, but I'd like to just pick up on something that the King of Netherlands said, that he notices there's a call for it. And I think we have to be very mindful of the society in which we operate. Even though the government has not executed anyone, the society is not ready for that quantum leap into saying there is no death penalty. The fact that it's there seems to give certain people some sort of security. It has not been implemented, and I think it's going to take a matter of time. And I'm not saying in the near future, it's going to take time before people can relax their minds to this idea that if you do something wrong, the death penalty is hanging over you, when in truth and in fact, it really isn't. And it's a similar position with our LGBT community. We have to sensitize our people to these types of changes. It's a quantum leap in their minds. They're very moral, they're very religious, and if you start talking about these issues, as we have done on some radio programs, there's always someone who rings in and tells you what the Bible says, what Leviticus says, and they can tell you chapter and verse. So we're very much aware of that. And just like the death penalty, it's something you have to work on. You have to sensitize your community. You have to just take your time. You just cannot say to people, this is how it is, because if you force it down on them, the level of rejection will be much higher. I think there's more of a relaxation that you can see people walking and you can observe them, and based on how they're dressed and how they conduct themselves, that they may be of that persuasion. And you can walk past them and have no issue. But I think if, as a government, we start saying you must, you have to, it becomes very negative, and you actually have a very regressive effect in that people are going to be more people are going to try and resist it with more aggression, whereas if you just do it gently bit by bit, it has a greater way of just being accepted. We just cannot say to people, this is how it is. But as I've said, we do have people of that persuasion living in our community quite happily. And I'm going to re-emphasize this. If you start legislating, say you have to do this, you have to do that, our moral and religious and faith-based organizations are going to come back at us with a vengeance. And at the end of the day, politics is about getting votes. So all governments in the Caribbean are going to be very concerned about it from that perspective. I take on board the comments made about the trafficking and improving our health services. Those are the recommendations we can really take on board. And there's one thing that I think I should mention is that we're in progress of establishing a family court to deal with children and women and those type of issues. That's also part of the OECS project, where we have the legislation. We're going to go to phase two, which is to set up a court. Right now, we do have a family court magistrate. We've been working towards that, so that when we get into phase two of the project, it's not going to be such a paradigm shift for lawyers and our citizens. Concern was given to the LGBT group who are at the lower economic scale. Well, in Antigua, we care about everybody who's at the lower economic scale. It's the government's objective to improve their lifestyle, regardless of their sexual orientation, their religion, their political affiliation. So that is why many of our poverty alleviation projects have come on stream, because we're very mindful that we have to assist those who are at the very lower end of our economic spectrum. Thank you. That's all I'd like to say at this point. Thank you.